The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Walz from Johnson County. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our page, Emily Veering.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, colleagues of the Senate, this prayer was written by the Reverend Mark Priest, senior pastor, former senior pastor of Zion Lutheran Church in Coralville. Let us pray. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, during these difficult days of pandemic, division, and stress, we are nevertheless a grateful people. We Iowans are aware of our abundance and privilege. Vaccines are being developed and distributed. We are united in our concern for our homes and families, our neighbors and towns. Holding dear our vision for tomorrows and years to come, we thank you, God, for all who have invested their lives in this state. The pandemic, division, and stress of this time is robbing our breath. Pour your holy breath into these senators for the work of leading Iowa. Provide your Holy Spirit for each to breathe deeply your life-giving ways. Refresh each voice to speak truth in a spirit of love. Emancipate each senator from fear, that they might learn from each other and give each one grace to be different together. By your almighty power, pour the healing ointment of honesty and confession on the wounds caused by the rancor and division among these elected senators. O God, lift each senator out of the poison of their contentions and stand them tall on their promises and oath to serve the whole people of Iowa. Grant wisdom to recognize humility as strength and courage of heart to forgive. O God, you are our hope for years to come and our hope now. Instill in this body determination to make decisions and take actions, bringing every Iowa resident into the abundance of this land we call home. I offer these prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there senators that seek the floor for announcements or introductions? Seeing none, do any senators seek the floor for a point of personal privilege? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 11th at 9 a.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned until Thursday, February 11th at 9 a.m.